好，这种表达头重脚轻，那我们不妨重新组织。The chances are remote that she will be able to afford such purchases, right? 你发现这个应用综合性的语句来讲述一个什么的道理呢？ She is not rich enough to afford the beautiful clothes, right? 但他没有运用到 clothes, 而用到了什么？ Purchase, right?因为这是属于一个综合性的概括，就应该比较概括性比较强，而不应该是带具体的东西了。因为不富有，所以他能够付得起这种大买卖的这种可能性就是很小的了，哎，购买能力就很差了哈。But she is never sufficiently strong-minded to be able to stop the practice. 但是呢，他却没有怎么样，意志力没有足够的坚强。注意 sufficiently 相当于 enough， 也名是 she is never strong-minded enough， right？ Sufficiently 要放在形容词之前。To be able to stop the practice， 来停止接受他这种习惯做法。你发现我们不能描述为是 custom， 也不能说是 tradition， 而应该用什么 practice， 个人的习惯做法。其实这个 practice 的同义词就在于什么 mania， 懂那意思吗？而下面再期提到 mania 的时候，他没有用 practice， 也没有用 mania， 而用到了 habit。所以你发现我们一反复应用几组同义词。It is a harmless habit, but it litters up her desk. 这是一个无害的习惯，但是他却把他的书桌全都堆满了。To such a degree, got it? 以至于到这种严重的程度 that every time she opens it.注意 ，every time means whenever， 无论什么时候，只要他一开这抽屉 ，loose base of paper， 注意 ，paper 接受这个 loose 的限定了哈，因为 paper 是不可数名词的强调，一页一页的松散的纸张，所以我们接受了 base of 的限定啊，一页一页松散的这个样图 ，fall out in every direction， 就到处飞扬，朝着四面八方飞散下来了 ，right？Fall out in all directions, right? 所以同学们发现，第二自然段作者就是简简单单的在论述什么呢 ？The writer briefly illustrate collecting as a mania, 论述作为一种 mania 的这种收藏。他的目的就是为怎么样呢？为第三自然段做一准备。OK, collecting as a serious hobby is quite different.So we know the writer illustrate what he think of by contrast. 所以的作者是通过对比法来论述自己的观点 and has many advantages. It provides a relaxation for later hours. Advantage 之前提到有很多好处，这是一个第三自然段的最 topic. 那么下面你显然就要具体的说明什么呀？它的好处是什么 ？Right?You must illustrate what advantages are, huh? Why collecting as a serious hobby has got so many advantages? 那为什么有这么多好处？ It provides a relaxation for leisure hours. 那么为你的余暇时间提供了消遣和娱乐 ，right? Relaxation. Let's say all of them can relax you. 所以这些东西是很放松。As just looking at one's treasures is always a joy. 别的不谈，比如说，他通过一个具体的例子，就是欣赏一下自己的收藏品也是一种快乐啊。我要求他把整个的这一句话都要背熟，从这一段的 collecting 开始背到 joy 啊。Treasure refer to what? Your collections, your valuable collections. 好，那我要提一个问题。在第一行当中我们采用了 collecting as a serious hobby， 为什么没有说 collection as a serious hobby？ 它为什么用 collecting 而没有用 collection？ Collection 只是强调收藏品， right？ Collection refers to valuable things you collect， got it？ 而 collecting 是 collect 动名词形式，所以它既起到了名词的作用，在这里做主语，更大的特点是强调的是动作， got it？所以说收藏 比如说，精油是我的最喜欢的爱好。Collecting stamps is my favorite hobby, right? 注意用名词和动名词形式。好，那么我们今天呢就先介绍到这儿了。明天的内容我们要进一步给同学们讲解60课，嗯，所以提前把60课要预习一下啊。Okay, we leave the exercise in lesson 59 till tomorrow morning. 我们的59次练习题要留到明天。Yesterday, we didn't finish the text, We left the last paragraph unfinished, so please open your book at page 264. 那么昨天我们把最后一段段留了下来，还没有给同学们讲解。把书翻开264页。In lesson 59, the writer, what? It is a tweet, what? Collecting, right? Okay. 那么在59课作者是论述了什么呀？收藏这事儿 ，yeah， 他是通过什么方法来论述的 ？Yeah，OK，、okay, 对比法，这是事物比事物法 ，right？Yeah，so at first the writer illustrate what collecting as a media， and then he illustrate collecting as a serious hobby， right？Yeah，so it's quite different。你发现这马上就作者直截了当的已经说明了。作为严肃业余爱好的收藏是完全不同的 and has many advantages、but collecting as a mania cannot bring us advantages right 而作为这种癖好的收藏是不会给我们带来更大的好处的 it provides relaxation for leisure hours as just looking at one's treasures is always a joy、as 就像什么一样就以这是具体的例子 for example Just looking at one's treasure is always joy. Okay. 那么它可以为我们的余暇时间提供各种消遣。So relaxation means what? Entertainment, right? 休息娱乐。比如说我们欣赏一下自己的收藏品也是一种快乐。Treasures means what? Valuable collection. Okay. 所以这种 treasure 我们不仅要替换为 collection, 应该更确切来讲 valuable collection、precious collection 有价值的东西珍宝和财宝那么从我们已经强调过从断手 collecting 开始到背到 joy、one does not have to go outside for amusement one refers to what collector right okay 那么这里的 one 就是任意一个收藏家们 does not have to let's say oneWhat? Needn't go outside for amusement. 好，这里的 amusement 替换了我们上一行当中的哪一词汇 ？Relaxation, right? Entertainment. 你要注意啊。那么这样的人呢，是不必到外面去找乐子的。Why? Because they have a lot to do at home. They can get relaxation and entertainment at home, right? Since the collection is housed at home, 为什么呢？既然这收藏品被保存在家中。一定要注意被保存在家中 is housed at home 这个 house 哈，存放在家里 whatever it consists of let's say whatever it is made up of right 还记得我们给同学们介绍的由什么所组成 consist of be made up of right、yeah. 我们同时还介绍了什么 comprise 还记得吗、constitute 等等也要注意辨析的使用啊不管它是由什么所构成的 So whatever it is made up of Stamps, records, first edition of books 像什么邮票啦、唱片啦、或者是书籍的第一版本啦哈 China, 瓷器啦 Glass, antique furniture Pictures, model cars Stuffed birds, toy animals okay, Of course So all of these are the thingsPeople would like to collect. 那么所有这些等等都是人们喜欢收藏的东西了哈。There is always something to do in connection with it. 好，把这句话要背熟。There is always something to do in connection with your what? With your collection. 动词性叫。这里的 it 实际上就指代 collection. Yeah. 所以说，那么你在家里呢，与你的收藏品相联系的，总是你有事情可做。 from finding the right place for the latest edition. 啊，这是具体例子说明了。From to 从什么到什么哈？注意介词后面的动名词结构。From finding to verifying. Got it. 为你的最新收藏品寻找一个合适的位置，到什么呢？To verifying facts in reference books, 到在参考书当中去核对证实一些事实 right?